So last week we were talking about the halacha where the tzitzis we know go on into a hole. We'll discuss that hopefully this week. And you know, you tie it up in a certain way. But the hole has to be at a certain point because the tzitzis have to be at a certain point. So not, again, it's to all, it's hakanap sotcheles. So it's on the knaf, but not under the knaf. And so again, so we learned out, yes, and not lower than the knaf, the corner. Knaf is a corner. So we learned last week that, therefore, the hole that you're going to thread the tzitzis through on each corner has to be at a certain, not too close and not too far. Not too close to the corner and not too far from the corner. So we talked about exactly where it goes. It has to be farther than Kesher HaGudol, you know, and it has to be three thumbs away. I mean, that's the most. So I do believe that the last thing we were discussing is Mr. Magid at Akasha. In other words, let's say I put it in the right spot, but the hole or the, you know, no material withers away, right? After a while, sometimes not even a while. Again, maybe our material, I don't know. I assume our material is stronger because just the way we make it. Even our materials, right? You know, you wear towels for a while. So, like I told you the story with the towel I somebody just replaced, right? Hope you change your towels more often than you change your shirts more often than you. You know, but again, you know, sometimes you keep it. I think I saw a story about the Pnei Yeshua or something. He came to a city, become a rav, so the women made him a new talus. But he liked his old talus. So again, you know. So again, you know, like it's not like today. You know, you could get a talus and it's no problem. But so the hole is in the right place. Then Mr. Magid said, "But what happens if?" I think Mr. Magid's case question was, "If the hole, right? Was that your?" That the hole opened up. So now the hole is closer, is too close. Or it could open the other way and now it's too far, right? Or we're going to see another possibility today, but it's the same kasha. So let's see Yud. So now the case the Machaber is talking about is that the tzitzis, the hole, therefore the tzitzis, was far away more than the Kesher HaGudol. So in other words, you made it just far enough away from the minimum length that has to be away. So in other words, you like it to be closer, I don't know, whatever it is. So the hole was pretty close, but not there. It was kosher because it was far enough away, but it was close. Close to the limit. And then, you're right, there's threads that go one way and another way. So again, the threads, again, they got torn away, they disintegrated, whatever, you know. So now, now the hole is too close. I made it good, but the material disintegrated. So now the hole is too close. So Machaber says, kosher, it's okay. Why is it okay? It's too close. So look what he says. Kivan shahaya bo kishir. Bisha shehito bo tzitzis. Because at the time you put the tzitzis on, there was enough. There was enough at that time. So again, this sounds interesting. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains. We talked about if the arev disintegrated. How about the other direction?
The woof.
So how about that? So the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, it would be for that. In other words, it would be for the length also. If that direction, the material disintegrated, and now again, as long as it's the same thing, that now the hole is going to be too close because of the disintegration. So the same halacha would apply. What's that halacha? The halacha is that it's still okay. Why? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Nun, very interesting. So the Machaber said, because at the time when the tzitzis were put on, everything was good. Everything was fine and dandy. So look what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah B'shah, Ukra Ksiv, and the Pasuk says, Ve'asu lahem tzitzis al kanfei bigdehem. Right? Pasuk we just said at Ma'ariv. Right? And they should make the tzitzis on the corner of their garments. Lo hikpida Torah el bishas atzia. The Torah was only picky, or whatever word you want to use, about the time when the tzitzis were made, are made, I should say. The asu, they should make. You al knaf, at that time they should be by the right place, by the corner. Lo achak, but not afterwards.
So a tear would be the same thing as disintegration.
Right. Now this is only talking about the tzitzis that, again, I put it on and everything was fine, and then something happened to the material. That now the hole's in the wrong place. But it was in the right place. But Ava, but let's say I want to put new tzitzis in this garment. Now again, this garment which has disintegrated, but now the hole is too close. You know, I want to change the tzitzis, but I like the garment. I like the arba kanfas. Hava asiyah chadasha. That's a new making, asulam tzitzis. And therefore, pasul al sheit for mitchila. So then you got to fix it up. You got to fix up where the hole is before you put on the tzitzis, right? You can't, right? You have to fix it up. It's puzzle until you re-sew it or re-weave it. I don't know. Whatever you're going
to
do.
Even though it's still kosher for the old tzitzis, isn't it the best practice is still to sew it up to put it back in the right place?
Yeah, maybe, but... yeah. Now, so what's interesting is... what's interesting is that there's a bir halacha here. Bir halacha... Bir halacha chaf hay. And the bir halacha chaf chaim discusses a lot of interesting points, but two that I want to point out. First, he says that even if this tear, this rip, disintegrate, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, the material fell apart after you made the... We all know there's four compartments in your tzitzis, right? There's four compartments. There's a double knot compartment of twists. Then another double knot, another twist, a bunch of twisties. We'll talk about that. Another double knot, another twisty, another double. There's four compartments. Called a chulia. So now, how do you like this for a case? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha say, that let's say I was, you know, I could picture this happening. You know, you're doing it by yourself and you're tugging, right? And you're making the tzitzis. You're just making them. And all of a sudden, I'm making them and then the hole rips. While I'm making it. So, does this halacha kick in? I didn't finish making them yet. The Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting, and that's where we're going to jump off to the next part. And that is, he says, once you made the first section of the four, then if it rips, you're still okay.
That's the most important.
So very good. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah brings, the Bir Halacha, I'm sorry, brings, explains here, again, in that same Bir Halacha Chaf Hei, that there's a whole discussion in the Bir Halacha. How much of that entire process is from the Torah and how much is Derabbanan or is any of it? So again, after a long discussion, basically, again, it's not so simple, but it is double knot, the first twisties, and then the second double knots, that first compartment. Mm. Now, see, so that's interesting for here, because now we're saying that if you made that first compartment, whatever you want to call it, chulia, right? So that means first double knot, some twisties, wraps, whatever you want to call them. What's the word we were using? And then twinings, right? Around. And then the second double knot, the first chulia, the first compartment, so then you yotze deraisa. So, and then, chas v'shalom, if the material rips, you know, the hole rips, so then you're still okay. No, but this is important for another reason. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Let's say, I can imagine this happening. You bought brand new talis, and you want to wear it for Shabbos, right? It's nice to wear something new for Shabbos. It could be a talis kadna, it could be a talis. So you're putting on the tzitzis. But, it's one of these weeks, like this week, and it's really early. I want to wear the talis for Shabbos. So what's the minimum amount that you have to do to still make it kosher? So the mission, the Bir Halacha says it's the same thing. But again, if you're up, they look kind of interesting for the first week, but maybe get attention. But then, again, you're running against time. It's Erev Shabbos. You want to wear this talis katan for Shabbos. So just make the first compartment on each four corners. Again, it'll look interesting. I'm not denying that. But that would be kosher, and then you could wear it that way. Fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. So again, the whole discussion whether we don't have tchelis, whether it's deraisa, okay, but leave that. Okay? But again, it's very interesting that, again, we go, this is where we see how much is the minimum, again, for each of the tzitzis, what's the minimum? So that's why sometimes people come to me and, okay, we talked about before that before you put on the tzitzis, you're supposed to check the strings, tighten them, and separate, right? If you're separating them, you're usually tightening them. And we talk about that as far as Shabbos is concerned. You can't tighten them, but you separate them. So again, things happen. People don't tighten them. And sometimes that last double knot or something gets undone, and all of a sudden starts unraveling. Right? So, and again, it's not, Baruch Hashem, here it's not so common. People check their tzitzis and watch over them. But, it can happen. So, the question is, are the tzitzis still kosher? Answer is, obviously, you should fix them. But right now, they're milah, they're still kosher. Right? Because the main thing is that first double knot, the twinings, the first compartment, and another double knot. That's right. But that usually doesn't happen, I hope. But sometimes, I don't mean to be being motzilaz, but teenagers, put them into a washing machine and all sorts of things happen. But to wash tzitzis very carefully.
Why is it
tender loving care
increase from the
bag? Why does that, you'll see why. Oh. We didn't get to that yet. Uh-huh. Whole thing. Now again, there's a whole discussion about we'll leave. Now, one other point that the Bir Halacha brings up in the next Bir Halacha Chavav, that is, we're talking about that, again, let's refocus on our case. Cases we have a piece of material, four corners, four holes, but the holes are in the right place. I put tzitzis on, but then the garment disintegrates, right? One direction or the other. Now the hole is misplaced, right? The hole is too close, or again, the same thing can happen in the same way, that's too far, whatever, right? So let's talk about the other case. The first case, in other words, the material disintegrates, so now the hole is too close, right? It's very interesting, Bir Halacha, short Bir Halacha, Chavav. And that is, he brings down from the Rambam, how about, again, so the hole was in the right place, but now, the material unraveled. whatever. So the Be'er Halacha says, as you could say, I'm Barambam Shemavor, that afilu lo nisha rak kol shehu kosher. So can you imagine? Even if there's a small amount of material left, imagine, it all unraveled, again, in the old days, or even not the old days, you know, tears or unravels, or so, you know, like one of those things, you know, you start pulling the string and the whole suit falls apart, you know, like one of those type of things. So, you know, like, so imagine, you know, like and the whole thing starts, and I think it happens like sweaters or something like that. No, but that's a different issue. The string snapping. But you mean, so, and let's say it catches and it doesn't let go and it pulls that, the tzitzis, and it rips it. Like, yeah.
The hole is reinforced.
Wait, we'll get to that. We're not there yet. But again, you're fancy Delancey. You know, like you're. Again, does it have to be reinforced? So again, imagine, like again, I can imagine in the old days, I remember when I was in elementary school, so our Rebbe, Olva Shalom, was there, Rabbi Stein was teaching us Hilchot Tzitzis. So he'd all of us bring in like a piece of material, you know, the right size, and usually I think our mothers had to make the holes, right? You know, we learned where with the holes, and then he taught us how to put on tzitzis, you know? I remember one guy walked in with a pink thing, a pink car, you know, that was an interesting guy. But, you know, I mean, it's kosher. There's nothing wrong. You know, we had the shiloh before. You have to make the tzitzis pink, right? But, you know, like, you know, it's one of those, every class has one. You know, like, as a teacher, you always have to remember that. I think the guy's a Talmud Chacham now, but, you know, like, younger than yours. But what was our material? Pieces of material. It wasn't fancy. Yeah. So that's the way it was. I assume in the old days, you know? Like now we have sewing machines and this and that, you know, like, okay, good yontif, but you know, like. Okay, so again, so the Be'er Halacha is bringing down from the Rambam, then even if a mashuhu, even a small amount of material is left, right, that's how I got off on the tangent. You know, you kept on pulling it and it kept on going away, like pulling out, and now you just are left with a small amount. Now, again, as long as the tzitzis were put on, there was material there. So even though now there is a material, as long as there's a small, tiny, teeny, itsy-bitsy amount of material left, so it'd still be kosher. Okay, let's go to the Mechaber. We're running out of time. The Ramah. The Ramah says, like Mr. Magi was saying, v'no'agim, so therefore, now again, I always caution you, be careful of language. It says v'no'agim, it's the minog, right? It's a minog. It's not the halacha. I mean, it's brought down by the Ramah. But it's a minog, la'asos imra saviv anekev, to make a reinforcement around the hole, like Mr. Magid said, showing a natek shan, so it doesn't get ripped. Right? And Mr. Magid was just looking at his, and I'm sure all of you look at yours, whether it's your tzitzis or your talus. If you look around the hole, it's reinforced, right?
Mine still has the chad.
Chad? What, from the Florida elections? What are you talking about?
It's still there.
Piece you pushed out? What do you mean, a piece of material?
Yeah. See, okay. When you punch the hole, you see the little
okay. Shed. Yeah, maybe it was made in Florida. Shalom yinatek sham v'yeh pachas mechashir. So that way, you know, it's reinforced. So, so as Mr. Magid also pointed out, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Nun Aleph, af de'avid kasher, even though if it breaks, if it the hole spreads, it's still kasher, de'avid. Mikol makom still tov la'asos kain. It's best, the Chofetz Chaim says, to reinforce it, kadesh lo yavo aroim, lo marshu pasul, do'chol yama lav gedino gemiri. Because not everybody knows the halacha. And they're going to say, wait, what, why is it, his tzitzis look kind of close to the corner. Like, what's up with him? Not everybody knows halacha. V'asulahem tzitzis. So not everybody knows that. And so therefore, they're going to make a mistake. So this way you stay away from the problem. Okay, we'll continue this tomorrow. And maybe tomorrow we'll talk about, if you look on Talis, and where are some Talis Kuntans, they have those belzy things at the end. On the fringes. Fringes on the fringes. So we'll talk about that. What's the deal with that? And again, we'll see the potential problem. We'll discuss that in Mir Tashem.